Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
Many scientific discoveries in the 1800s came from amateur scientists working in rudimentary labs at their homes. One such researcher was Eunice Newton Foote, who in 1856 published the first paper identifying the mechanics of the greenhouse effect. By pumping various gases into glass cylinders with a thermometer and setting them in the sun, Foote discovered that carbon dioxide and moist air trap more heat than dry air. Her findings supported a hypothesis first postulated 30 years earlier by French mathematician Jean Fourier that the atmosphere must trap heat, though Fourier didn't yet know which molecular mechanisms were at work. Eunice Newton Foote's experiments provided early insight that some gases would trap heat. Because women were not permitted to present at scientific conferences, her paper was read aloud at the American Association for the Advancement of Science by physicist Joseph Henry. However, it was published under her name in the American Journal of Science and Arts. Nonetheless, Foote's work was omitted from ongoing scientific discussions on the greenhouse effect, and John Tyndall's experiments, just 3 years later, became heralded as the foundation of the greenhouse effect as time went by. Eunice Foote's contributions were rediscovered in 2010 when scientist Ray Sorensen found a mention of her experiments in a pre-Civil War science journal. Since then, historians have been working to restore her rightful place in climate science history.
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up because history is still being written.